Want to listen to The Sound of Surrey live? Couldn't be easier. Download the Brooklands Radio app right now through Google Play or the App Store to listen to us anytime, any day, anywhere.
Hello. Good morning. Well, if you were awake all Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning last week, you are forgiven. But of course, most people have work to go to, college, and the developing drama may have passed them by. Catching up later does not convey the same sense of suspense and drama, with every twist and turn the American presidential election entertained us with, most especially last week's. Anyone who pretended to have known the outcome beforehand is probably relying on fantasy or delusion, because even the best pollsters in the world got it so wrong. For the past year and a half or so, we were all watching the rise and fall of so many candidates for that presidential nomination on both the Democrat and Republican side. They all fell by the wayside. But there remained at the end one predictable successful candidate, and that was Hillary Clinton. However, that other chap who came from nowhere and had no political or government experience of any kind, just jutted his head forward and took the whole world, or at least the world of the political system of the United States of America. Trump's battle was not only with the Democrats, but indeed with the Republican establishment, and I say this between inverted commas, to the extent that they disowned him and refused to lend any support. Trump ended up as a virtual independent candidate, free from obligations or favors with the rest. Now, I hasten to say that during the 18 months or so of the rather lengthy electioneering process in the States, I was amused, as many actually were, with the way Trump expressed himself, and in general, the hilarious way he approached his mission to convince the people of his suitability for the highest post and the most powerful country in the world. And I was following the articles of experts like Niall Ferguson, the professor of history and politics, who is half American himself. He kept dismissing Trump's chances for nomination, only to eat his words later, and indeed in the most recent article, he felt unsure and lacking in confidence as to what to predict about the voting results. He kept apologizing every time he had underestimated Trump, but every time he would still underrate his chances for further advance. The echoes of the Brexit referendum vote in this country in June cannot be missed, and it was Trump who alleged so many times that his campaign would produce another Brexit many times over. Well, he was right. Now, I am not into politics, and as a Baha'i, I do not participate in party politics. This is the policy of Baha'is all over the world, in whichever country they happen to live. We all undertake, however, with all our ability, our roles and duties within the civic requirements of our society, and we support the government in the country we live in, wholeheartedly. But party politics is divisive, and Baha'is believe in unity, not divisiveness. So why am I interested in the result of this election? The reason is that it represents the strongest indication yet for the new wave of resentment towards the establishment, everywhere one looks these days. The establishment is seen to have let down ordinary people and their ambitions and aspirations. And ordinary people have come to realize that they have power and are willing to use it. We have seen this in the Brexit vote, in other countries around the world, such as Brazil, where the president, Mrs. Rousseff, was impeached and chased out of office, and the new Philippine President Duterte, who came from the Philippine hinterland, that is, effectively from nowhere, if you know the Philippines outside the big cities, and who is thumbing his nose to the established relationships with some countries, including the United States of America. He is even throwing away human rights when it comes to killing, or rather culling, drug dealers. Quite a macabre situation, you may say, but that's what he does, using his thugs. I predict that we shall see much more such overturning of the established in other countries and situations soon. And who knows, they may even be in the backyards of Europe. But why is this, all this happening? Well, many of you, my dear listeners, may recall that we have been told by no other than Jesus Christ that, and I quote, "No man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse." You can interpret this easily as a way of saying that the old must be thrown away and the new put in its place. Doesn't this sound like what we are seeing these days around the world, where everything that was taken for granted is now up in the air? The term New World Order is on many people's tongues. So are we seeing this New World Order unfolding almost as we speak? Baha'u'llah told us over a century ago that the world's equilibrium has been upset through the vibrating influence of this most great, this New World Order. Mankind's ordered life had been revolutionized through the agency of this unique, this wondrous system, the likes of which mortal eyes have never witnessed. I am not saying for a minute that Donald Trump is part of the New World Order. But what I am saying is that the way people are reacting to traditional politics is changing, and changing in a manner that indicates both a desire for change and the need for such a change. The world must rid itself of the old before it can establish the new. We are seeing this process at present. How long will it take? Who knows? But change there will be. If not in my lifetime, I hope it will be in yours. But we can all pray for the correct changes to happen sooner rather than later. Goodbye.